What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the 3rd of February. Joining me in the studio, Daniel from Collective Shout. You're pretty passionate about what you do, talking to young people in schools and communities. Can you just share a little bit about why you do what you do? What's a little bit of your story, I guess, Daniel?
Yeah, I guess I'm passionate about lots of things, being Southern Italian. So it'd be the same if we're talking about food. But yeah, let's talk about this.
We'll save that one for another
day.
Yeah,
happy to.
Yeah, that'd be
happy
great.
Happy to. But, you know, for me, and I hope everyone doesn't mind me sharing this live, you know, I was exposed to pornography when I was 10 years old by an older family friend. And so I now look back on that. I look back on the fact that I didn't have any choice. I wasn't looking for this, but this was content that from a very young age, before my brain could process it, started to distort or pervert the ways that I saw what it is to be a man, what it is to be a woman, sex, love, intimacy, connection. You know, things that we think are sacred and very important, irrespective of your worldview in society. We think how we relate to those things can either bring us much joy and flourishing or can really hinder us and harm not only ourselves and others. And so that's my story. And then I've looked at, you know, how that impacted me, how it impacted relationships. And even though it was not something that I struggled with, it was there in my life for 10 years, you know, something I turned to. And as I say to the boys, you know, like, most people turn to it. Why? Because they're bored, sad, and lonely. And how do you feel afterwards? More bored, more sad, more lonely. But it was there. And it certainly didn't give me good ideas about things that I now value. And all I can say is I'm so grateful now to be on the other side of that and to have now spent the last 6 or 7 years helping other young people think well about these issues.
So it started when you were 10. So that carried through from virtually the end of primary and right through your high school.
And then
pretty well after leaving school as well.
Yeah, it wasn't until my early 20s that I started to learn about human trafficking and its ties with pornography. And it was the first real catalyst to recognize that my use of anything online was contributing to all of these horrific injustices. And if I was to continue in this path, I was actually a patron of some of the world's most nefarious evils.
Was it... I'm just trying to picture... This is all new to me. I'm just trying to picture you're 10 years old. Was it common... Was it accepted amongst your friends?
I don't think anyone knows, because like most things, everyone's just doing it in private. There's shame around it. There's a sense of secrecy about it all. So that's the difficulty, and that's why I'm so grateful for the opportunity to talk to audiences from about that age and upwards in an age-appropriate way to talk about what's happening and to give them the opportunity after we run a workshop or a seminar with them, my colleague Melinda Tankard-Reese and I, then these kids do have an opportunity to say, actually, yeah, I was exposed to something, or yeah, I did see something, or someone showed me this on the school bus. And it allows us to triage this and make sure the schools, the chaplains, the counsellors, their parents can obviously make sure these kids are getting the support they need, because we are hearing stories of kids traumatized, and rightfully so, because the internet, even from when I was a kid to now, is so far worse. And at a click of a button, smartphones, that wasn't in the smartphone era. So there are more challenges. And I guess I want to share this. And for those listening, I want people to be vigilant. I want us to take a proactive, very calm and measured response, because we're educated and empowered to do something, not to create more fear or to shame any kids, because quite often they're not looking for it. It finds them. And so we can't be mad at kids, because they are honestly negotiating such a difficult landscape with everything online, through social media, through bullying, through mental health stuff, through what's happening on TikTok. It is so hard for them. So we need a lot of compassion, and we need to obviously be equipped ourselves to have these conversations.
Daniel, we'll take a break. We're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Daniel from Collective Shout is with me. And good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Mike. And good morning, Daniel. And God richly bless you, young man. You're an answer to prayer. This is something that troubles, I'm sure it troubles most women. Where do I start? Thank you, Daniel. My first thought was, oh, I've got to get him to come to this church where there's a beautiful... The people are beautiful. All children are beautiful, but they're affected because they don't understand. They're growing. We cannot blame the children. Thank you, Daniel, for your insight and your humility and sharing your experience.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
The other thing I wanted to say was I am so fed up with the TV stations. You're watching something harmless like Current Affair or something, and they flash these disgusting ads in front of your eyes on Married at First Sight. It's just filth, lust, sex, and it's degrading to marriage and to men and women relationships, male and female relationships. And then suddenly you see a woman with totally naked except with a thong on. I don't want to see that, Channel 9, for goodness sake. We don't want to see this filth. And what are you doing to our children?
Cynthia.
Oh, Daniel, what can I do?
Really appreciate your call, Cynthia. Cynthia's a bit passionate.
She's more passionate than me. Thank you so much, Cynthia. No, I appreciate everything that you've just said. And in terms of, happy for you to reach out to the station or contact me or contact the team at Collective Shout and look at ways that we can obviously partner with you and your community to obviously advance good in this space. And I agree with you. And what you've touched on is just that's mainstream television. Mm. And there are so many mixed messages and toxic messages that young people and everyone is getting just through mainstream television, let alone what you see on the internet, let alone what comes through TikTok and Snapchat. And so I hear that concern. And the reality is like, I think we have a beautiful story to tell about what love looks like. And that is something that I would encourage all the listeners on 98.5 to remind ourselves is, in these times where we've got so many things wrong, I think we have a beautiful story to tell. And I would encourage everyone to immerse yourself in that and to think about that and to be encouraged by that. And that's why we're called to do marriage well. We're called to do singleness well. And so for me, it's like that's where I am in life and thinking about what that looks like. And it is a privilege to speak with these kids.
Daniel, education is a big part of it. And it's what you do. You go out and talk to kids in school. Can you just paint a bit of a picture on what that looks like? What sort of age group do you talk to, girls, boys? I know we've touched on this some time ago.
Yeah, no problem.
But it was some time ago.
Yeah, so I'd just love to give a shout out to my colleague Melinda Tankard-Rees for entrusting me about 5 or 6 years ago to join her across the country speaking in schools. She's absolutely brilliant. And we work together, and whether it's co-ed, public, Christian school, we work together to present these ideas. And what we do, and you know, there's no shortage of people now who are speaking to kids about mental health or speaking to kids about body image or drug taking or alcohol or even topics like masculinity and what is it to be a good man. And we touch on all of that. Our key distinctive is we look at the way that sexualization, or we use the language of, in particular, like porn culture, how does the pornification of society, of the messages that you are receiving from very young all the way to your formative years, how is that impacting on all of those things that we've mentioned? Mm-hmm. And in particular, how is it impacting young men and women relating to themselves, relationships and sex and sexuality? And we've obviously had a reckoning at the beginning of last year with a sexual assault crisis in schools all across Australia. And so clearly when we get these parts of our lives wrong, it's a cause for great harm. And as we've touched on, children aren't being shown the right way and they've been indoctrinated with all of this propaganda from elsewhere. And so our role is to help them think well in critical media literacy skills, to look at these images. Mm-hmm. So it's a crash course in this is mainstream culture, not even the dark parts of the web. This is just, if you go down to your local shops, if you watch the TV for 5 minutes, if you're on social media for 2 minutes, this is what you're likely going to see. And let's ask the questions of these young people. What is this saying about men? What is this saying about women? And we're so encouraged. These young people, they get it. They recognize that women are being sexualized and men are being typecast as predators, enslaved by their desires.
Daniel, we'll take a break. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Daniel from Collective Shout is with me. And good morning, Chris.
Oh, hello, how are you going?
Yeah, would you like to make a comment or ask Daniel a question this morning?
Yeah, look, I totally agree with what Daniel says. I'm a 60-year-old man and I've certainly seen pornography thrown around practically my whole life. I was in the Air Force back in the early 80s and it was plastered everywhere on the walls and every workshop you go into. I'm sure it's not just the Air Force. A lot of trades and places, it was just expected that that's the sort of thing you had there. But look, as I was saying a bit earlier, I did university many years ago and one of the teachers... lecturers. She invited all the students, particularly the males, but also females if they wanted to attend, to discuss this issue about pornography, invited virtually made the invitation open during a lunchtime for all students. And the class was full, and I went along just to listen. And I think it was the realisation many years ago that I didn't have before, like probably many other of the students that were there, that it was women that were mostly being exploited, and young women and girls and children even, that were exploited for this pornography that probably most of the people, I certainly didn't realise that. And I think, as Daniel said, you know, once you make that connection that this isn't just innocent fun out there, or this isn't to be laughed at, it really affects humanity and in such a shocking way. Many years ago, I went to a church, and the pastor was talking and on a certain topic, and just suddenly said, "No, I've got to speak to people about this. It's right on my mind." She said, "There's a lot of men in this church that have got a real issue with pornography, and I need to pray with you." And an altar call was asked. Sadly, most of the men weren't up for that altar call. And there wasn't too many men sitting in the pews.
Chris, yeah.
Systemic problem always has been. It's a counterfeit of Satan. As Daniel said, it's not the way it's meant to be. Mm. And unfortunately, he's doing a lot of damage and needs to be tackled. And I applaud Daniel for what he's doing. Yeah. And we need to get that message out there and try and change our kids' attitudes.
So good, Chris. Really appreciate your call this morning. Any thoughts on that, Daniel?
Yeah, it's great. I love hearing from other men who recognise the exploitive nature of what goes on. And that's the most common thing. I was recently, well, not recently, but a couple of months ago, I was in schools in Western Sydney, public schools, and these kids had never, ever heard of the harms of pornography. You know, this is the indoctrination. This is where culture is heading, where not only were they not aware of the harms to those involved in pornography, but the potential harms to themselves. And this is a tragic reality, because this is a billion-dollar industry that chews up and spits out women and harms young people's healthy emotional, mental, and sexual development. And this needs to be out there. It should be a global crisis that we, everyone of goodwill, should be addressing. So thank you, Chris, for those comments.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning, Olivia.
Oh, hi, Mike. Good morning.
You've got some thoughts?
Hello?
Yes, you got some thoughts, Olivia, or did you want to ask a question?
What I was saying earlier on is that I'm coming from an African background, and we've been taught to, you know, respect and grow in a certain culture and environment. And when kids are now being exposed, we've got an organization that we now go to the schools to talk to children about issues they're facing and stuff like that with parents and, you know, environment, their peers and stuff like that. And one of the things they find difficult to talk about is their sexuality. And we found out that when we sat one-to-one with them, we found out that this pornography as well is another big issue that is eating our community. And so I just want to thank you, Dan, for coming out, especially the boys. They feel ashamed. They feel that stigma that if they come out and they talk about it, and then even our men, you know, that this is eating up in our society and it's damaging it. It's damaging our children. And as well as the girls, they have been sexualized. They believe that nudity sells. And so most of our children who used to cover up are now walking half naked. And so these are the things that, you know, that is so appalling in our community that we're trying to address. And so for a man to come out and start talking about these things, I really do appreciate it. I'll take this to our organization, and because we're trying to get the men involved, you know, in all these discussions. But sadly, I don't know if it's shy or ego to come out and say, yes, I'm struggling with this, you know, and it leads to depression, it leads to mental health, you know, all this stuff. So I really appreciate what you're saying there.
Well said, Olivia.
So thank you
for your comments.
Olivia, good call. We need to take a break. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Daniel from Collective Shouters with me. Good morning, Tanya. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Hello, how are you?
We're very well. What would you like to say this morning?
gentlemen, I am a teacher and I teach primary and high school. And I'm noticing that even from year six upwards, pornography is becoming really mainstream. So I'd have your teens say to me, and they would be girls, oh, men, everyone watches a bit of porn. And that made me think that in relation to the two previous callers, whether men didn't want to, say, admit that they had an addiction or a problem, I think we are dealing with an issue that's generational. So you've got the older generation, it's a dirty secret, and they don't want to talk about it. And then you have a generation of youth where it is so mainstream that they actually can't see anything wrong with it. So we're never going to have a one-size-fits-all approach to be fixing this problem.
That's a fantastic distinction.
Tanya, can I? How do you deal with this on a daily basis as a teacher?
Actually, I'm very straightforward. The kids know that when they talk to me about it, that I would not lie to them about it. So I would say, but those are intimate pictures of intimate things between couples, and they are. Maybe they're not both consenting. Have you thought about that? And I think the one that they very rarely think about is that not both parties are consenting to those images or the film being made.
That's right. That's a fantastic point. Thank you.
Tanya, really appreciate your call. It sounds like you're on the road there, Tanya.
I am on the road, but I couldn't not talk to you guys because this is my big passion is around this education.
Fantastic.
I always say to girlfriends that as a final, if you're not prepared to talk to your child in the proper terms about what pornography means, they're not ready for a device with YouTube and all of those things on it yet.
Fantastic advice.
Good on you, Tanya. Really a good call. Again, thank
Gosh,
you, Tanya.
Loving it. It's good to be back in Perth. And thank you, everyone.
And it's good hearing from someone that's in the education system, which is what you do. You go out and talk to these kids. So you really provide that backup, Daniel, when you go out and talk to... Did she say year six?
Year six and upwards.
Are you talking to year sixes?
Yeah, we do. We do. It's obviously age appropriate. But the reality is that's true.
School.
Yeah, there's a recent report by an organisation called Thorn, and they say that children taking sexualised images of themselves from year six, seven is becoming more normalised.
I'm sorry, I just cannot.
So when someone
it.
Says to me, "How bad is porn culture?" It's like, well, we're not. We're talking about children creating sexualized imagery of themselves and then sharing it. And that's where we're at. And for me, it's like if that doesn't make us pause and consider where we are going as a society, I don't know what other warning bell you're going to heed, like if that's where we're at right now. And yeah, the reality is it is becoming so normalized.
Well, love what you're doing because you are literally, you're out there face-to-face educating school after school after school after school. We'll put some details of where people can contact you because I'm sure there'd be people listening that would want to say, hey, how can we get Daniel out to our school to give a talk? I'm just surprised it's primary. I thought it was just high school.
Yeah.
But it starts as year six. So we'll put some details up and it's great that you're out there educating, Daniel.
Oh, it's fantastic. And it's wonderful to have educators like Tanya on the other side. You know, it's a collaborative effort. It's the teaching staff, it's the parents, it's the community,
everybody.
It's the local church. We should be all working together to do something about this issue. So thank you so much, everyone, for engaging. And it's a real privilege to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Daniel, we'll catch up in a fortnight and we'll continue our conversation. But we'd love to hear from you. What particular topics would you like Dan to cover over this journey, over this year? Send us a text message, 0429 985 985. What topics would you like to cover? What issues are you facing with your teen regarding identity? And what would you like to ask Dan? You can get in early and send us a text and we'll follow those up.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.